Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Texas A&M's been making all kinds of moves over these last 3 to 4 years to build itself up to compete against the likes of Alabama and Georgia in the SEC. They just brought in the best recruiting class in modern history, and now the Aggies appear to be set to finally not only upset Alabama a time or two, but maybe take over the SEC West and get to Atlanta in the SEC championship game. Is it this season in 2022? Well, we turn to Andrew Hattersley with Gig'em 24/7 to discuss the Aggies' prospects in 2022. Andrew, so first off, let's just start for those who may not know, and you have to be under a rock if you didn't know this. A&M signed the best recruiting class in modern history this past February, but this has been something really that's been in the works for the last 3 to 4 years. They've been building up to this number one class, and they've been stockpiling talent for quite some time.
Yeah, no doubt. And Jimbo Fish has really upgraded their recruiting. I think on a really national scale, they've made themselves a presence on the East Coast, in Florida. Even had a couple guys from the Northwest over the past couple of years. And so they've really upgraded the recruiting, and I think addressed a lot of needs in this past class. But the biggest focus has been on the defensive line and the offensive line. And, Jimbo Fisher's kind of pointed out, to win in the SEC, you've got to address that area. And that's really where they kind of targeted last year, with guys like Walter Nolan and Shamar Stewart and Eni White and Malik Silla, and the list goes on of guys that they brought in. And Anthony Lucas is another guy that's impressed this year. I mean, the list really goes on and on of some of those defensive line guys they've brought in to reinforce that message.
All right, so going into this season, the Aggies, of course, they've got a quarterback battle going on right now as we speak here in preseason camp between Haynes King, who started the first two games last season before he was injured, and then Max Johnson, the former LSU starter who transferred in the offseason. What's that battle look like? And for that matter, forward-looking, does the offense change at all depending on who the starter is?
I don't think it changes necessarily, and Jimbo Fisher has kind of mentioned, they're going to call plays to whatever the player's strengths are. But I think they really believe that the floor is going to be a lot higher this year, regardless of which guy wins the job, and the potential with both guys they really like. They really feel like they can win with both guys. When Haynes King went down last year, Zach Calzada had a tremendous game against Alabama, but otherwise struggled with turnovers and just being able to move the offense consistently enough. And so I think A&M really feels like, with Haynes King and Max Johnson, whoever wins that job is going to be able to get the offense into the right plays, move the ball. Got a great running game to lean on with Devon Achane, which really helps, and Amari Daniels. Yeah. But, I think the biggest goal has been upgrading the perimeter talent, which I'm sure we'll get into, and being able to push the ball down the field and utilize some of those weapons. And I think they feel like with both Haynes King and Max Johnson, they have the guys to do that.
Yeah, that's been one of the criticisms I've had and others have had about the Jimbo Fisher offense at A&M, is being able to consistently stretch the field, get some of those big plays, because that's kind of what's seen as the weakness of some teams that try to be consistent in beating an Alabama year to year, or a Georgia, and being able to get to the championship game. But as you said, A&M is certainly gotten a lot of talent off the recruiting trail to fix that. And one quick note, I know A&M, you mentioned the quarterback issues there at times. Quarterback rating last year, I think it was second to last in the SEC. There's a lot of drops by the receivers if you look at inside the numbers. So what does that room look like this season at receiver? Because I know I've got my eyes eyes on the newcomer five-star receiver, Evan Stewart.
No doubt. So Evan Stewart, pretty much from day one, has been in the rotation, and for a freshman, has really impressed Jimbo Fisher and those around the staff with the work habits that he has. And it's for me, I live up in Dallas and know him from the high school scene and know that he would show up at any camp anywhere to train. And so for me, it wasn't surprising, but for a freshman, they haven't had to teach him some of those things like how much film to watch and getting out and working on kind of the off days. They haven't had to worry about that at all. And so he's really jumped in, and there's a lot of optimism, obviously, about him being able to have an immediate boost. He's still going to have some of those freshman moments, which is understandable, but I think he can really be one of those guys that helps stretch the field. And, you know, looking at the rest of the receiver room, obviously Anaya Smith is back, and I think you could see A&M kind of move him around a little bit like they did a little bit 2 years ago when he kind of played some running back, played running some back, receiver, yeah. And you know, he's kind of got the versatility to do that. Chase Lane's back, a guy that's really impressed. I know there was a lot of talk coming into this spring about Chris Marshall and Evan Stewart, and rightfully so, both are five stars. But Noah Thomas is another guy that has made a really good impression, makes some difficult catches. And so, you know, I think and then you've got guys like Jalen Preston who are back as well. And so the competition in that room, and Chase Lane as well, is a veteran guy as well. So the competition in that room, I think, is really kind of elevating everybody. And, you know, you're going to have to earn playing time because there's a lot of guys that are kind of in there. And I think they feel like they've upgraded that room as well.
So the offensive output this season, better than last season, you think?
I think better and much more consistent, too. I think that's the key is when you look at games like the Ole Miss game, the Arkansas game, the Colorado game, of course, A&M was stagnant for, you know, full halves, even three quarters in the Colorado game. And I don't think you'll see that as much this year. I think this offense will be much more consistent and therefore lead to more points. Do I think they're going to be slinging it down the field, you know, 30 times a game? No, I don't think so. But I think consistency with the running game and moving the ball, I think you'll see a better offense with A&M in 2022.
Much more on the Aggies with Andrew Hattersley after this.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
All right, so let's talk defense. You know, it's crazy. We go from the Kevin Sumlin era to the Jimbo Fisher era, and it's kind of we've seen things kind of flipped. You know, everybody talked about the A&M offense. Now it's the defense the last couple of years. DJ Durkin comes in after co-leading the Ole Miss defense last season, really turning that thing around. They went from just absolutely terrible to respectable in 1 year's time. So what's the expectation there at A&M? They're sticking with their 4-2-5 base defense, which a lot of teams are utilizing nowadays anyway. A lot of returning talent in the secondary. What does that defense look like?
I think A&M feels like that there's not going to be a whole lot of drop off there. Obviously, the defensive line has got some guys to replace with DeMarvin Leal and Jaden Peavy and Michael Clemens and Tyree Johnson going off to the NFL. But guys like Fadil Diggs and Tamise Adelaide and some of those younger guys as well, like Anthony Lucas and Shamar Stewart, have a chance to really step in right away. And one important note from this, and you know, Marcus Burris and some of those guys as well that have been on campus for a couple of years are ready to step in. I think one important note Jimbo Fisher mentioned this fall is McKinley Jackson is back healthy. I guess he was battling a bit of a shoulder injury last year, and you could kind of see it in his effectiveness. And, you know, it didn't quite follow up his freshman year the way I think many were hoping. But, you know, he's healthy now and had a really good fall camp. And that would be huge in the middle of the defense, especially having to replace a guy like Jaden Peavy. Linebacker-wise, Edrin Cooper is a guy that I think A&M's really excited about. I think the depth there is one concern. You know, they've got guys like Andre White and Chris Russell and Tarian Lee ready to step in. But if injuries kind of hit that linebacker room at any point this year, young guys are going to have to step in, like Martrell Harris and Ish Harris. And so I think if there's one concern on the defense, it would be there. And in the secondary, they're extremely deep. Obviously, Damani Richardson and Antonio Johnson are back. Jordan Gilbert's expected to step into that other safety spot with keeping Antonio Johnson in the nickel. And then on the cornerbacks, you've got Jalen Jones and Miles Jones and Brian George and Tyreek Chappelle kind of battling it out for those starting spots. And, you know, Denver Harris is in there as well. There's just a ton of guys that are competing for those spots. And, injuries kind of hit that room last year, but I think in a way it could be kind of a blessing this heading into this year, because there's a lot of guys who have experience. So I don't think they think there should be a lot of drop off, even though they might have some new faces in there.
So you mentioned the defensive line, and you can't talk about the defensive line at Texas A&M without talking about the recruiting class they just brought in. They have four blue chip five-star guys, best defensive line maybe ever signed on paper in college football history. Yeah. Who contributes immediately? Who are we going to see out there?
I think Anthony Lucas is a guy that'll really benefit from having a spring. With someone like Shamar Stewart, I think he could be maybe somebody later in the year that gets up to speed, but he came in during the summer. And so, he might be a guy that might be someone who takes a bit of time to get up to speed on the college game. I think you'll see Walter Nolan in the rotation immediately. One of the things people have mentioned about him, and I know it's something our analysts mentioned, is he's just so lean. Like he doesn't look like a 320-pound guy. He looks way leaner than that, but he's off to a really good start. And Eni White's a guy that I think will kind of be in the same mold as Shamar Stewart, maybe a guy that contributes later. But they have him. They have a lot of depth along that kind of edge rusher. And so with Fadil Diggs ready to kind of step in there. So I think the two guys, Anthony Lucas and Walter Nolan, are probably the two that right off the bat are ready to step in.
Okay. So how many newcomers you think end up playing this season overall on the team?
I think you could see, racking through my numbers in the head, probably maybe 5 to 10 to contribute consistently. I think you're going to have a lot of those younger tight ends, Donovan yeah. Green and Theodore Mellon Ostrom and Jake Johnson, I think are all three could see time this season. And you got Evan Stewart. And then I think you're going to get some of those guys along the defensive line, like Anthony Lucas and Walter Nolan. And so I think you could see in that range, and then, it could be more, but I think that's kind of the idea right now where they'd like to be. I think, they could have a guy like Cam Dewberry along the offensive line. That could be a guy later in the year that contributes, but I don't necessarily think they're going to have to be forced to play any of the freshmen right away. I think they have good depth along the offensive line that those guys might have the chance to sit a year and get in the strength and conditioning program.
So this year, what is the floor? What is the ceiling as far as record and what to expect out of this A&M team? And on October 8th, the game that everybody's got circled on their calendar, can they go to Tuscaloosa and beat Alabama and do so in back-to-back years?
Yeah, it's interesting because I think this is kind of a really important year for A&M, just in terms of, I think probably getting to the college football playoffs is probably that ceiling. And I think there's paths that you can see it happening. The floor, I think, with this team is probably 9 wins. I think there'd be some disappointment about 9 wins, but I think the floor is probably there. And I think the expectation is probably a 10-win season. The Alabama game is going to be tough. It's hard to go into Tuscaloosa and win. There's no question about that. I think A&M feels like they can do that. They have the confidence coming off of last year that, even the struggles that they had last year, everything was able to click in that game and go to and beat Alabama and jump out to that early lead. So I think there's confidence in the A&M program that they can go do that again. Going to be difficult. And then, they've just got to avoid kind of some of those slip-ups that they had last year. That there's a road stretch in October that the Alabama game right in the middle of it, that the schedule is pretty, pretty brutal through that, from the Miami game through late October. And so I think A&M feels like if they can avoid any slip-ups in October, 9, 10, 11 wins is kind of where they want to be.
Andrew Hattersley, thanks for joining us here on the College Football Daily. Check him out at Gigum 24/7 for all the latest on the Aggies as they try to continue their rise in the SEC and potentially to the college football playoff. For our producer, Lance Glenn, I'm Brandon Marcello. We'll talk to you next time.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I feel it in my soul. I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.